I've been asked to remind you that smoking is not allowed in this auditorium. The next visiting poet will be Stephen Dunn, who will read in this auditorium Wednesday, November 5th at 8:30. We want to invite you to a reception for Lucille Clifton immediately following the reading tonight in the terrace lounge of the Student Union Building. It's customary, I realize, and it's become, I guess, a tradition for the director of the Poetry Center to introduce the visiting writers. I've asked that an exception be made to that tonight because I wanted to introduce Lucille Clifton for very selfish reasons. Lucille Clifton comes to us from Baltimore, where she lives with her husband and six children. One of her main concerns this evening is that when she gets home tomorrow mid-morning, there won't be too much ironing piled up for her to do. She is the author of three books of poetry, Good Times, Good News About the Earth, and her most recent book published last year, An Ordinary Woman. She's also winner of the YWYMHA's Discovery Series in New York. She won that with a manuscript which was submitted without her knowledge by somebody else. She is currently poet in residence at Coppin State College. Lucille Clifton's work is always positive, always strong, and always very much her own. Other than her dazzling talent, I think I admire her most for the fact that she has great integrity as an artist. She, in spite of the pressures, which I'm sure have been put upon her, she has never allowed her voice to be used in ways she didn't want it to be used. She's always been her own woman. She has refused to be a mouthpiece for any group, because she understands that by writing about the specifics of her life, she can be universal. And she has been that. She's been compared to Whitman in this, and I think very aptly. It's a privilege for me to present a great poet and a most extraordinary woman, in spite of the title of her last book, and also one of the most beautiful women I've ever had the pleasure to know, Lucille Clifton.
Thank you. Thank you very much.